This is Houston Matters. I'm Craig Cohen. In September of 1900, the Great Galveston Hurricane made landfall on the southeast Texas coast. It would become the deadliest natural disaster in U.S. history, an estimated 6,000 to 12,000 people dead, an unprecedented swath of destruction that effectively ended a long period of prosperity for the Texas Gulf Coast community. After the storm, a large seawall was constructed to help block future storm surge. Much of the city and its buildings were also raised several feet. But if you'll forgive the foray into string theory, let's imagine a parallel alternate universe where the great storm of 1900 never happened. What happened to Galveston in that universe? What happened to Houston? To walk through it, we're joined now by Dr. Bruce Race. He's a professor of architecture at the University of Houston. Bruce Race, welcome back to Houston Matters.
Ah, thank you, Craig.
First, what was Galveston like back in 1900 before the storm?
Well, it was a booming city. It was the fourth largest city in Houston, and the Strand was really considered one of the Wall Street of the South in many ways.
What was Houston like at the time?
Well, Houston was about the same size, but still trying to find its way.
And then what about after? How did these two communities change?
Well, you know, it caused the funding. So Roosevelt funded our ship channel, right? So that opened in 1914. Also, when Spindletap was discovered oil, you know, we started to find our groove from that standpoint in terms of being an energy city and a shipping city. And that really defined us up through the 40s.
So we're not in the alternate universe just yet. The storm of 1900 actually does happen in Galveston, and Galveston really diminishes for a time, right?
Oh, that's right. It's interesting because the next storm in 1915 was actually worse. And if they hadn't built the levee, that would have been the next disaster. And so in some respects, the 1900 storm was really either a delay in what would have ultimately happened, just been a speed bump for the region, or people could have made the wrong bet on Galveston. And so all the money that went into Galveston, the ports and all the shipping and all that, they would have gone all in on it. And it would have just altered the trajectory, not just Galveston, but the entire region.
Since we're talking about hypotheticals, why not go all the way towards, okay, there wasn't just no storm in 1900, there also wasn't one in 1915. How does that change the math?
And also, what if Houston got clocked?
Right, exactly.
and so that would have been the double, right? And
right.
So you would have. So if Houston, they wouldn't have got the ship channel, they wouldn't have got the funding for it. And even if they had, what if they got clocked at the, you know, instead of Galveston, right? And so that would have really changed the trajectory. So you could imagine an alignment between Galveston and Pasadena being the urban centers, or the region ultimately losing out to Mother Nature and New Orleans being the new Houston. And so it really could have changed the trajectory quite a bit.
How would buildings be different?
Well, you know, in Galveston, they learned to lift. They had to lift the entire city to keep it dry. And over time, if they had learned to deal with the coastal barrier system in a sustainable way, and they continued to lift and invest in infrastructure that kept them productive, they could have maintained a competitive position for some time.
But they would have had to have been proactive and not reactive,
yes,
if these
exactly.
sorts of storms hadn't clocked
right,
them.
Because that's the because in the 10 years before the 1900 hurricane, they chose not to build a seawall.
How about transportation? How would it be different?
Well, it was very dependent on rail, right? You have to think about what was the principal way of moving freight out of port cities. And so if you look at all the rail corridors that came out of Galveston, even the ones that connected to Houston, so I-45 was actually a streetcar system that connected Houston and Galveston together. So it had been very rail-dependent initially. That would have set up another set of corridors, eventually been parallel with the highway system. And all that, much of that would have been susceptible to storm surge.
But the highway system itself also would be different, wouldn't it? I mean, I would think even the very structure, the very physical nature of what we think of as Houston today and what we think of as Galveston today could be mapped out very differently.
Yeah, you'd have to imagine Galveston almost really as an island. All the highways probably would have been elevated. So you think about, you know, I-10 towards New Orleans being a lifted highway. You probably would have seen a lot of lifted infrastructure to protect it. It'd been very more challenging to have the land area around Galveston have the type of suburban development that Houston's had. We've been able to develop to the horizon, and Galveston would have had to be a much more compact and connected city.
That said, I'm curious if Galveston would have grown to be thought of as something more than the island, and whether Houston, if diminished in this alternate universe, would not be thought of as the greater Houston that it is, that encompasses more than just the city, for sure.
Oh, well, we are the Houston-Galveston region.
Yeah.
We often are referred to that. It might have been the Galveston-Houston region. And really, the primacy of Galveston would have been prolonged. And perhaps if they could have stayed out in front of it, and sustainable and resilient investments in infrastructure would be the bigger yellow place on the map right now.
We have a listener who wanted to share that Galveston originally wasn't afraid of hurricanes because Galvestonians used to think the Gulf was too shallow to be affected by them. Is that true?
Well, that was part of the argument. Actually, in 1895, there was a debate about whether to build the seawall. They did not think there would be a storm that threatened them. In fact, developers took what was left of the sand dunes that protected the coast and used that for fill in downtown Galveston. So they took the even removed the natural barriers from the city.
Had they built that seawall, had there not been a storm of 1900, had Galveston continued its era of prosperity right up until today, and Houston, as a result, doesn't get the ship channel, doesn't become what it is now, would Houston have grown out in the way that it does now, even on a smaller scale, where you have multiple urban centers all around as opposed to one big downtown?
Right. You know, that's we have competitive advantages. Houston does, just because the land area that you can devote to the way we do containerization now, you need a large land area to back that up. And those are different regional locations that we have. The highway is a loop system, which supports a larger land area of development. We were better positioned to be the modern city.
For a clear understanding of the impact of the storm of 1900 itself, I encourage listeners to check out Houston Public Media's Hurricane Season podcast. You can subscribe in all the usual places and at houstonpublicmedia.org/podcasts. Dr. Bruce Race is a professor of architecture at the University of Houston, and he will be one of the guests on Red, White, and Blue this Friday night at 7:30 on TV8, where he is joining other panelists discussing preparing for an unexpected 2 million more Harris County residents by the year 2040, something else that maybe wouldn't have happened had there not been a storm of 1900.
That's right.
Dr. Bruce Race, thanks so much for talking
to
us on this journey back to 1900.
Thank you.